Choice Tunes every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2pm, with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome to Choice Tunes, and the idea of this show is that we get an invited guest come in, but not just to only talk to them about what they do, but about their lives, and they pick out around seven songs of that have got some influence on their life or have been played in various... Sorry about that. Various times in their life. It's my opportunity... great pleasure to interview Michael Goodrich. He's a community development officer in the Upper Yarra area. Welcome, Michael.
Cheers. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
I'm just sorry about that. All of a sudden, I seem to have a cough. Michael, first of all, can you tell us where you were born, please, Michael?
I was born in Bendigo.
Well, yeah. Country boy?
Country boy for a little bit, yeah. 6 months there, and then we moved briefly to Kyabram, or Kye Valley.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, dairy farm area. So my parents grew up in the dairy farm area there till about 10 years old.
So, and how long did you stay there?
10 years, so 81 till 90.
And so then when did you go?
And then we moved from after there?
Yep.
After there, went to Darwin. And that's where I spent most of my lifetime.
Up to Darwin?
Yes.
So that's a huge... What took your parents... And yourselves from Kyabram up to Darwin?
My dad's job. So he was working for Shell and the trucking industry down here, and then he got a job offer to manage Mack trucks for Darwin. And so we all went up to Darwin for a big change from dairy farms and cows next door to tropical weather and humidity and cyclones.
Jeez, I reckon.
Yeah.
So why... all right, so... So you obviously did your schooling up there, and we don't worry about schooling because everybody went to school.
Yeah.
So what was your first part-time job?
So my first job actually was a coach for a basketball team. So I was playing basketball.
In Darwin?
In Darwin, yeah. So I was 14 and I asked to coach the under-12s.
Oh, right.
So I started coaching my basketball team there. That was actually unpaid, but it was a job.
Yep, yep. So what was your first paid job?
Paid job was umpiring volleyball. So I played basketball and volleyball quite a lot. And so my first paid job was, umpiring volleyball.
And that was just a part-time job?
Yeah, part-time job. I was in high school and the rest.
All right, so when you finished your schooling, what was your first full-time job?
Full-time job. I was studying teaching, primary teaching. So during that time, I was working in primary schools, so running an after-school care program.
Still in Darwin?
Still in Darwin, yep.
Yep.
Yep, and running vacation cares too. So studying, that was my part-time job while I studied as well. So. Yep.
Yeah. So how long were you doing that?
Oh, on and off for about 5 years. Yeah.
And then what job did you do?
And after that, my first full-time job was working with a really, really small organisation in Darwin called Total Recreation.
In Darwin?
In Darwin, yeah. Yep. So that was an organisation that run sport recreation activities for people with a disability.
Oh, right.
So it was from preschool children to, 80 years old, from running school sports to... social activities to timber bowling.
Anybody, and I'm a big fan of this, anybody who goes into working with children, working with people with disabilities, I had an anchor in here before, you don't go into it for the money because you could have earned more money doing other things because that's just the reality of life.
It is.
So what made you decide that you really wanted to be in that side, where instead of you could have made more money doing something else?
Yeah. So when I was living in Kyabram, my mother, when she gave birth to me, was next door to an old mother, and they both had sons. So I was Michael, and the other son was Kieran, and Kieran was born with Down syndrome. And so Kieran and I were best friends until I till I was 10 years old when I left Kyabram. So he was my best friend for many years. And so he was a friend and he had Down syndrome. So that was a really amazing experience for me to have him as a friend. But realised that Down syndrome was, you know, something that he had. It wasn't who he was.
Yeah.
So that really gave me an experience of, like, what it's like with having, you know, friends with disability, and that sort of stayed with me throughout my life.
Oh, that's terrific. All right, let's start with the songs. You've got Frank Sinatra, In the Wee Hours of the Morning. Why did you pick that?
I think my grandfather and my father both loved Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra, so I thought I'd best start where I started from there. And In the Wee Smiles is a great album. It's kind of the first concept album ever. Yep. He just broke up with Eva Gardner, and this is his breakup album. And it's a beautiful song as well.
All right, let's listen to Frank Sinatra, In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning.
In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the girl and never ever think of its lesson. You'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss most. Lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her.
Michael, all right, so you're in Darwin, you're working away. Now, first of all, are your parents still in Darwin?
My father is. He's still there.
Is he?
Yep. So everyone in family moved there, and he's the one who's stayed there. And
all right. So what brought you back from Darwin? Because a big way to come.
Yeah, a woman. So my wife.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
No, yeah. That's normally the backstory, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. And her family's here. So she grew up in Wandon. And her family's still in the area as well, so we...
So how did you meet your wife then? Because you're in Darwin, yes, she's down here.
Yeah, so we met in Darwin, so I knew her elder sister. She was one of four children, so I knew her elder sister who was living in Darwin at the time, and I was good friends with her. And then Benita, my friend, her little sister, Zena, moved up to Darwin, and I met Zena, and then pretty soon we started dating.
Terrific. So what took her to Darwin? What...
She just graduated from university and was looking for a job, and her sister was working at in Darwin and at Vinnie's, and there was a job going there for a caseworker in the men's shelter there. And so Zena, that's her first job, was working in the men's shelter after doing...
Terrific.
Yeah, and that's where we met.
And so that obviously brought you back. But she decided that she didn't want to stay in Darwin, obviously.
No, it was never a long-term choice. Darwin was a bit of an adventure, so we were together there for about 3 years, and then we both decided, you know, we got engaged and planned to get married, and decided after that we would come back to Victoria here and be close to her family and her parents.
Sounds good. Pentagram Cake.
Yes.
Why did you pick that one?
Oh, that was my first sort of albums I bought when I was a teenager. I Will Survive was a really good hit for them, and I always loved to find an album or an artist and go back to their back catalogue. So this is their first actual album they released, and just one of those albums I loved and enjoyed and reminds me of my...
Let's listen to it. I should mention too that a lot of you will know Michael Goodrich. You mightn't know his name, but he appears on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 the first Wednesday of the month, straight after me, 2 to 3 with Council Connections, isn't
yes,
it? Is
correct.
It
cool? Yeah, Council Connections, yeah.
Sounds good. Let's listen to this song.
Your pentagram is down below our floor. Your naked body shimmers in the night. Dancing and chanting a sacrificial rite. Your feet are dry with the ashes from dead babies who have passed the test just like all the rest, but never really understood the reasons why they took it in the first place. Silver won't weaken this old heart. Yeah, dancing and chanting in a sacrificial rite. I fell to the ground on a windy, windy night. Well, I have passed the test just like all the rest, but never really understood the reasons why I took it in the first place.
So, Michael, you're up working at Darwin. You meet the love of your life, and you come down here to Melbourne in the local area. We don't want to know exactly where you were. What made you join the council? What was the reason behind that, or was it just a lucky fluke, or what?
It was a job, definitely. So I moved down here and I was looking for work, and the job advertised for a youth worker. To work also with HICSA, or now as UNA, and working with that community there. So read the description, loved it, and lucky enough that I applied for it and got the job. So my first job at council was a youth worker, and I was based 3 days a week at it in Healesville in UNA, working with the community there.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Pardon me, so I've got to ask you, how long have you been working for council?
It's been 6 years now, which time goes quick.
Oh, right.
Gosh,
it does go quick,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It does.
All right. Weezer. And Say It Ain't So. Why have we got that?
And I think that was my next sort of phase in my sort of grunge music in teens, and just it brings me back, like I mentioned before, brings me back straight to that moment where, like, in, you know, teenager, 16, and all the emotions that go with it.
And as we said off air a minute ago, that and I know it happens to me, I can be driving along and I hear a song pop up and I can be back 30 years ago and just remember a lot of what happened, you know?
Yes.
I tell the story, and this is not about me, it's about you, but Greg asked me to do my choice tunes because I came up with this idea, but he decided he wanted to do me. And I heard a song, Bobby Socks and Stockings. It's an old 60s song. Now, I've never worn stockings and I've never worn Bobby socks, but that If you'd have asked me 5 years ago, do you remember the night you first got your long pair of pants on? I said, yeah, I cut it out. It's a long while ago.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard that song, I remember exactly the night.
Yeah.
And I know what happened that night.
Yeah. Yep.
So music can do that, can't
it? Incredible. And the first sensory you have is hearing. Before you have any sense, hearing's the first sense you have, so it really is deep within you.
Let's listen to it.
Somebody's cold one is giving me chills. Guess I'll just close my eyes. Oh yeah, all right, feels good inside. Flip on the telly.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes and on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 27 minutes past two. And I'm talking to Michael Goodrich from the Yarra Valley Council, and he's a community development officer for the Upper Yarra. I've just about messed that up. Michael, we like to ask a really tough questions on this show. What was your first car?
The Hatsu Charade, 1981.
Hang on, something's wrong. We didn't have you, sorry.
How's that?
Yeah, that's better.
Lovely. Yeah, so first car was a Daihatsu Charade, 1981.
What was it?
Daihatsu Charade.
Oh, the Hatsu.
Yeah.
It was a good car?
It was a good first car, yeah. It was actually one of those old cars where any key could open it pretty much.
So they had really good safety features.
Yeah. Or if I pushed the window hard long enough, it would slide down by itself. And if I ever got myself out, I could always get back in.
All right. We'll take Lorraine Ellison. Stay with me. Wide Sapwan.
Yeah, I think next phase, when I was in Darwin, I was a great guy. Ivor Cole, who I collected a few of my records off. He was a DJ in the 60s in London, and he had an amazing record collection. And right. He had a show on the radio as well, and he played this one song about Stay With Me, and an amazing story, and links to Frank Sinatra as well. So they had a big studio performance to record this song. It was written for him, and they had 30 actual orchestra ready to play, and he cancelled. As they called her instead to record it, and it's just an amazing, powerful song. And
it'd be great gig for her too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and it was iconic song, and it's just grown and grown through the years in popularity too.
Let's listen to it. We'll pretend your bosses aren't listening to us. So if I said to you today, well, I am going to say to you today, forget about qualifications, forget about family not wanting to move or anything like that. If you could have any job in the world, what would be your ideal job? Be anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And don't worry about your qualifications.
So I just came back for a month in Darwin, for a bit of holidays and a bit of other work as well. Yep. And that lifestyle up there, up north, and just being out bush and in country is just incredible. So
So what sort of job? All right, that's the area.
And then I think, like I said before, it was within communities. So I think I love working in small organisations or working with, you know, alongside people and supporting people. So within community as well. So any job, I just love community development. So it's such a broad stroke. I think this is the job. If I choose any job, it would be a job like this.
Well, they say if you're in a job you really love, you never work a day in your life, don't you?
Because
really good.
Yeah.
Right, Beastie Boys, Off the Grid.
Yeah, I love Beastie Boys and followed them out from a lot of my life. And this one is actually it's a seventh album, and it's really interesting that it's full instrumentals. It shows incredible their background in jazz and the huge amount of skills they have. So you wouldn't know it's Beastie Boys for listening to it, but it is, and it's incredible. And won a Grammy for Best Pop Album for this song.
Good song.
Yeah.
All right, let's play it. Michael, I'm talking to Michael Goodrich. Michael, we know that you, well, I know, and I presume most of the listeners know, that you actually present a show on the first Wednesday of every month between 2 and 3, this time,
yes.
time slot.
Yes.
How do you decide what guests you're going to have on Council Collection? Because you have quite a variety of people, I've got to say, because I listen to you.
Mm.
But how do you decide which ones you're going to have?
Yeah, I get a little bit of a process when I was thinking about making sure. And it's about hearing from community about what they love and sharing those short stories and those stories about it. So I always have somebody from community I know who's doing some great stuff and good to spread that story. Yep. And we always have a middle section about youth voice. So we always have somebody who's young to come on and talk about what's life for them as well. So, and sometimes about what council's doing and people informed about that. So it's always, there's so many great organisations and communities here to hear their stories
yep.
about what they're doing is fantastic. To share those stories and everybody and hear what they're doing is great.
Terrific. Outside of work, and I know you've got a couple of young children because I've seen you with them, what do you have any hobbies of your own, or is it just being a dad and running, being with the kids?
A lot of it is that and going for adventures. I have two boys, and so the great thing about having kids is you get a good excuse to go on adventures all the time, so we go out and about.
And you blame them for it.
yeah. So going out and going bush and getting muddy and dirty and okay. doing those things with the kids, so that's been great. And I've been playing on and off a bit of basketball as well, which I really enjoy, and we've just recently bought a house about a year ago, so having your own garden and doing gardening.
Plenty of work.
Yeah, it is. And all those projects, the list, from a 10-year-long list of projects I want to do. And
they'll still be there in 5 years,
yeah,
some of them will
yeah.
be.
I'll tick the boxes slowly, but yeah.
Neil Diamond. Why'd you pick Neil Diamond?
It was actually about my two boys. So I found a new Neil Diamond album, Hot August Night, and yep. this is the first song off it. And so my boys and I crank it up in the lounge room and we dance to it, and that's one of our favourite things to do.
Sounds terrific to me, because they grow up very quickly.
They do.
Drinking.
at his gate. Not only couldn't relax, but he couldn't relate. Now he can, manly man, tried my brand.
Michael, I don't want you to think too deep about this because we're not delving into your life as too much. But just off the top of your head, and I'll exclude family from this because the first thing you're going to say is meeting my wife.
Mm.
What do you think is the best decision you've made in your life?
Oh, gosh.
Is it coming back from Darwin? I exclude your wife because we're all going to say meeting the wife is the
best. Yeah. Oh, it's hard. Look, the first thing popped to mind was applying and going for a job with Total Recreation. It was my first full-time job with that organisation for people with disabilities, and that was just a really turning point in my life.
Was it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was
amazing.
That's
what we want to know, rather than we don't want to delve into your too much into your life, but that's terrific though, isn't it?
Mm.
And so you'd really like to follow that on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I've still friends with people who work there as well, and it's it's always it stays with you, and that's sort of where your heart is as well.
Terrific. Righto, This Mortal Coil.
Yeah, I found this album at the Coldstream recycle shop.
Oh, did you?
And I always sift through things and collect them there and found this, and it's an amazing album. 4AD is the record label that signed up, the Pixies and the Breakfast Club, and this is his album. They did one album. I found this for $2 at the record shop, and it's a fantastic, powerful song.
Well, when you come up to Healesville, you'll be able to walk next door to the op shop.
Yes, I have many times and sift through all the records.
Yeah, there's plenty of records there. All right, let's listen to it. Michael, you said earlier in the piece that your first job was working with people with disabilities.
Mm.
And you've also said basically you'd like to get back into that type of work eventually.
Yes.
Someday. What drives you to do that? Because as I said to you before, and I said it to Heidi before, there's not a lot of money in that. So you have to be driven for some other reason than money. So what drives you to want to do that work? Have you got somebody in your family that suffers from a disability, or is it just inside you?
No, I think what I mentioned before, when my best friend when I was growing up was Kieran, who had Down syndrome. And so getting to understand him and knowing that he had Down syndrome wasn't who he was, and being able to really, you know, connect with him and have as a great best friend. And so working that space is fantastic, to work with that community, but also changing other people's perspectives of what it means to have a disability. And so working with organisations and sporting clubs, and people open their eyes around seeing people who they are and not seeing their disability.
So something like that has to be driven by more, because you're not going to make much money in it. Let's be honest, that's what the business is. So something has to drive you, obviously inside you, to want to do that.
Yeah. I think one of the, you know, basic human needs is to understand and to be understood by each other. And so I think in that work you really get to be understood. I mean, a person with disability gets to be understood about who they are as an individual, and also help people understand who they are as well. So I think that, you know, that basic need of being seen and being heard and understanding each other, and that really strong sense of connection, seeing those friendships build and change as well, seeing change in workplaces, in sporting clubs.
There's certainly been big changes in the last few years, hasn't there?
Yeah. And there's still, and more and more to come as well. So I think it's great to see that progression, and there's still work to be done.
Michael, does anybody else in your family do that style of work?
No, they don't. No, they don't.
So it hasn't, it's not something that's driven, it's not as though you've got somebody in your family. So obviously it's just something deep inside you says, I want to do this work.
Yeah, and it was from my friendship with Kieran when I was growing up.
America, muskrat rat.
Yes.
Oh, muskrat love, I mean.
Muskrat love, yeah. So, this song, it's talking about, you know, brings you back to memories. So this song has a strong memory. I'm sitting on my couch back home a few years ago with my wife at the time and my stepmother, Mary, and we sat down and listened to this song together, and it was an amazing memory. And she's passed away now, so every time I hear this song, we listen to it with my wife, we always think of Mary.
Very good. Michael, unfortunately, this is going to be the last track. It's time for me to go, and Greg Carrick's coming on. I should mention that with the Oz Indie Show between 3 and 5. Always a great show. I'll be listening to him on the way home, and I'm sure you will be too. But, Michael, it's been terrific having you along.
Oh, it's been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being part of it, and we hope that as you have picked out all these songs, that it's just you've relived a bit of your past life as you came along.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful opportunity just to sit back and think about what songs and what they mean to you, and
right,
remembering memories as well.
Let's listen to America. And again, to remind her that Michael will be on on the first Wednesday in July between 2 and 3 with Council Connections.
Yeah, NAIDOC Week.
And you've got guests lined up for that, haven't you? So who've you got lined up?
We've got Nelson, who's a worker at council, also a local Indigenous man as well. And we've got a young person from Una's coming along to talk about their experiences. And also we have the libraries always talk about what they're happening at the libraries.
Got to go. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you so much.
See you later. And I'll be back on Sunday night between 5 and 8 with Matt Shaw doing the Rock and Roll Hit Parade.
Jitterbug out in muskrat land, and they shimmy. tickling her fancy.